This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're like those things on a chessboard, those pieces on the chessboard. The queen and the king and the soldiers at the end of the game of chess goes in the back in the same box. Until you see you are placed in your grave, you will realize the reality of the dunya. But this is a jeep. The truth is that you will realize it before this, you will realize it before this, when you are given the information, when you are given the news that you're dying. And you will look over your shoulder, may you be Muslim or non-Muslim. And you will look over your shoulder and you will say, I wish I spent more time with those I really loved. Nobody, when they're dying, says, I wish I had more wealth. They look over their shoulders and they have regrets. May they be Muslim or may they be non-Muslims. And imagine if you are a Muslim and you wasted your life. Imagine that you have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, your massive houses, your 20 houses that you earned, but you lived in one. But when you were placed in your grave, you went to that one 6 foot. Your 20 houses, finish, all gone. Most likely your children are fighting over what you left behind. And you know the other thing, what people, when they're dying, the ninth most important thing. So the second most important is, I wish I had worked less. Brothers, take a step back with your lives. What are you doing it for? Why are you doing it? Because everybody else is doing it. You're so blind that you're dissipating your existence, running after dunya. No time for your mom, no time for your dad, no time for your family, no time for your children, no time for Allah. The ninth biggest regret when people are dying is linked to the second one. I wish I had done work which was more meaningful. I wish I had done work which was more meaningful. Something which contributed to community. Look, not everybody can do this. But what you can do is that the work you're doing, you carry that on, but you take out some time that you do something meaningful. You worked 60 years to earn dunya, which none of it you're going to take back. You know the multi-millionaires, those who live in Solihull, those who live in Little Aston, and those who live in these areas, you go into the same grave. You're like those things on a chessboard, those pieces on the chessboard. The queen and the king and the soldiers, at the end of the game of chess, goes in the back in the same box. You all go in the same box, but do something meaningful.